When VapoRub attacks, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The big health story today is that according to Chest Magazine, yes, even the upper torso now has its own magazine, Vicks VapoRub does not reduce mucus, it actually creates more. And you're wondering, VapoRub's been around since 1891. In fact, I believe that the tin in our medicine chest was literally made in 1891. Why is it taking so long to find this out? And why attack VapoRub? Because I can tell you, those of us who grew up in the 50s with Italian grandmothers believe that Vicks VapoRub saved the life of every child with a cold. Well, Dr. Bruce Rubin of Wake Forest University says that he got suspicious after an 18-month-old girl was brought to the emergency room by her grandparents right after they put VapoRub under her nose. The doctors found that removing the VapoRub made the child better. He double-checked by testing VapoRub on ferrets, and sure enough, the ferrets had 14% more mucus with the VapoRub. Conclusion? Don't use it on children under 2. Of course, the label already says, don't use it on children under 2. The wider implication is that VapoRub doesn't do anybody any good. But here's the problem. It's 2009, and doctors still can't cure a cold. They can transplant most of your internal organs, but a cold eludes them. So your average grandmother, left with a sniffly kid, is going to use VapoRub, because what the doctors don't get is that to grandmothers, the more mucus, the better. It gives the grandmother a reason to make you blow your nose, which is always good, along with blankets and reassurance about what a brave little boy you are. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.